From KUAR in Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon. As Arkansas Public Media has previously reported, burning farm fields after the harvest is an air quality issue that's pitted farmers against residents and at least one doctor. Now, as Ann Kenda reports, rice industry leaders have formed a task force to look into it.
Ag burning season is mostly over now, but the controversy flares up every fall when rice farmers do quick flash burns to clear residue and get the land ready for the next season. Some asthma sufferers say the smoke makes their symptoms much worse. Now, a task force to be formed by the Arkansas Rice Farmers Board will consider whether a smoke management model already in place for forest landowners would work for rice farmers. State Agriculture Department spokesperson Adrian Barnes says now is a teachable moment.
What conditions you shouldn't burn in terms of humidity levels and wind direction and wind speed. It can also help educate folks about how many people should be burning at once. There are times when the airshed would be considered full and farmers might need to wait a few hours or an extra day to burn so that they're not all actually burning at once.
The smoke guidelines will be voluntary, but Arkansas Agriculture Secretary Wes Ward says there'll be a lot of interest in cooperating.
I don't think you'll find one farmer anywhere that's doing something on purpose to be a nuisance to their neighbors or to, you know, have a negative impact on anybody. So I think we're all generally throughout the agriculture industry trying to find solutions that work for everybody and trying to be good neighbors and find better ways of doing things.
Dr. Warren Skog, a pediatrician in Jonesboro who's been concerned about the effects of ag smoke on his young patients, welcomes the news.
I'm so pleased that they took this on and that they're working on a solution that may not be the entire solution, but it has the potential to truly help here.
Skog takes air quality readings every afternoon. He says they've been much better since field burning season ended. I'm Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media.